Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
What is very noisy for us is the sound of war planes and drones all the time. Even we cannot sleep, like something in your brain all the time. You cannot sleep, you cannot do your work. Probably, like whenever you hear this sound, you feel like there is a risk, so, and the dangerous is coming. So hearing these sounds is very annoying, actually, especially at night. You can stay awake for more than 4 hours just staring at the ceiling, doing nothing, just listening to drones. It's affect our mental health, our psychological health. It affects everything, actually. So what I want to say is our lives as Palestinian here in Gaza Strip is not life anymore, because every aspect of life has been damaged. As a journalist, and before that I am a mother, what is killing me, the most thing that's killing me, is the children playing in the mud, in the sewage, in the street. No schools, no universities. Waiting for some food, wearing dirty clothes all the time. Running after trucks, seeking for a little amount of food, of water, and they are not on their desks at schools or universities. This is the most painful thing that I've ever witnessed in this war. Also, when I found like a baby or a child and he's the only survivor of a whole family which is wiped out from the civil records, and he lives with some relatives, some friends, and he's looking to people eyes, searching for his parents, mother or dad, and this is like it's a painful feeling for me, and there is like most of the casualties and fatalities of this war is the children and women.
Hello again, this is Ghada Al-Kordi, freelance journalist from Gaza, originally from Jabalia, North Gaza, and now I'm displaced in south of Gaza City in Deir al-Balah. We are streaming from Al-Aqsa Hospital, the only hospital which is operating in south Gaza, which is not affected by any Israeli military operation till this moment.
ترجع ها اه I'm going to go to the hospital.
Because of coldness and because of the cold weather, the deprivation from heating or warming source, the last couple of days, 5 babies less than 1 month, they were died because of cold weather. And I contact with their families, with their fathers. Personally, I contact the families, and when I called their fathers, they told me like we were playing with our babies at night, and normally we went to sleep. after midnight, like 4 or 2 o'clock, the mothers of those people, they were like any other mother, like they are woke up at the middle of the night to breastfeed their babies, but they were shocked when they saw their babies turn to the blue color. They are not breathing. They are not responding to their families, to their parents. And they told us, like, we immediately took them to a nearby hospital. And the doctors there, they told us, like, unfortunately, you lost your babies. What is the problem? What is the reason of the death of these people, of these babies? They are lacking the source of warming. Their families, they are living inside tents. They don't have any covers. They don't have enough covers. They don't have enough blankets. They are living in tents. In this war, in this coldness, they are living still in tents. And their mother, they cannot do more than they can do. No clothes, no blankets, no cover. Coldness in tents. So those people or those babies, they lost their lives. Their families, they were calling the government, Hamas government. They are calling international NGOs. They are calling decision makers to look after their babies, look after their situations. They tried to provide their kids or their babies with the minimum source of warming, but no one respond to them. Sharing this emotional moment with people here after one day of the announcement of the ceasefire agreement. They still don't believe that their sufferings will end. This is the first time that we can express our feelings, our emotions, without seeing more killing, more blood. So maybe this is the first day I'm in the hospital. I didn't see any dead body in front of me. And this is maybe the first time that I can express me and other feelings and other people feelings. Because we've been like, and for during the war, we couldn't express our feeling freely, because every moment, every second, there was an airstrike. We were freezing, like our emotions were freezing. we couldn't mourn our beloved people. For me, I didn't mourn my brother, my father, and maybe when I go back or return to Gaza City, I will be able to search for their bodies in between the rubbles. So this is the moment of mourning them, of crying, of expressing my feeling.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm.